You know, I've been thinking a lot about some articles that I saw on the Drudge Report. One of them in particular is dealing with child suicide. Unbelievable. Now, we're talking about from the ages of 12 to 14. Suicide. They said that there were more suicides last year. In the year like 2015, there are more suicides than there were children dying in car accidents. 12 to 14 year olds, 475 of them, I believe, committed suicide. I believe that's 10 to 14, age 10 to 14, committed suicide. Think about that for a minute. These 12-year-olds or 10-year-olds to 14-year-olds committing suicide. Why in the world would you want to die at 12 to 14? How could your life be so bad at 12 to 14 that you just want to die in America? Well, sin, number one. Sin is always the reason why people want to die. You know, I mean, sometimes people want to die when they're going through trials and tribulations that are not their fault. I understand that. But a child, well, you know what? One of the number one reasons they issued for children wanting to die or killing themselves, you know what it was? Social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those things. People on, kids on social media wanted to die. I mean, they were the ones that killed themselves. They had an active participation. Why? Shaming. Some of them sent nude photos of themselves all over the internet and then wanted to die when people made fun of them, mocked them, or shared their photos with other people. And they wanted to die. These little girls that are out there doing that, it's a shame, it's sad. But that's what they're doing. That's one of the reasons why I go back and listen to the little video I did about don't give your children cell phones. Don't give your kids iPhones. They don't need to have that unrestraint, no control, no governance with a smartphone. It's like dropping them off at the front door of a strip club and giving them money to get inside and money to tip the stripper. It's just being real. Not popular, but real. The funny thing that they left out of all this, the funny thing they left out was pharmaceuticals. They just mentioned depression was the reason why these children did this. They never mention the drugs that they're pumping these kids with. Go do the percentages and look at the percentages of drugs, psychotropics that children are being given today. And I know by experience of people that I have known that killed themselves on psychotropics. Now, why is that? Because they mess with your mind. Stop giving your children psychotropics. Learn to parent your children. Follow the Bible. Follow the Word of God. Stop doping your kids up. No, I'm not a doctor. Say, well, somebody's going to sue you. Why? For telling you the truth that you should be a parent and stop doping your kid up with mind-altering drugs to try to control them like they're some kind of a rat in a lab somewhere that a doctor can play games with? No, I'm not a doctor and I'm not giving medical advice. I'm giving you biblical advice and I have every biblical mandate to do it. Stop doping your kids up with psychotropics. These children are killing themselves and they want to die. And you're infesting them with devils and making them successful to devils. You're opening their mind up and their hearts up to devils. Not to mention all the entertainment you're pumping in their lives. But you're filling them with devils. You're giving them access, the devil access to them, so he can have a road into them. Then these kids are killing yourselves. You're wondering why? Go look at all the major people that have murdered and done mass murders and all those things. They're on psychotropics. Just look at the information, the study on it. We got to get back to mom being home, taking care of the kids, dads being men, taking care of their wives, taking care of their children, financially being responsible. Stop being a kid and start living up to your responsibilities so mom can mother those children. The Bible says a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. The Bible talks about a mother and her children. The Bible says what a godly mother is. And I'm not blaming just ladies for this. I'm blaming men for not being men. But you're going to see a lot more suicides. You're going to see a lot more murder. You're going to see a lot more of those things. And I'll tell you why. You're going to see it because you're doping these kids up. And you're just opening up gateways to devils to come in and just infest your children with this garbage. Start parenting your children, teaching them, guiding them, nurturing them. How about loving them? These kids walk around like a bunch of zombies that nobody has any personal interaction with. Talk to them, engage them, have a conversation with them. Call them to repentance. Show them the Bible. Show them consequences for their sins. Just be a parent to them. You wonder why these kids are dying and they're killing themselves. They don't have any parents anymore. People don't parent anymore. It used to be they sat up in front of the television and let that parent them. Now, no, they don't do that. They set them in front of a tablet and an iPad, an iPhone, and they send them off and let that raise them. And they feign themselves as good parents after they do it, as if they've done something wonderful for their children because they've given them an iPhone and they've given them every heart's desire. You know what? Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. The Bible says the rod of correction driveth it far from them. You can't give children what they want, what's in their heart. What's in their heart is wicked. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. God's people need to get back, especially God's people. They're the worst. You know the truth. God's people need to get back to parenting their children. Stop letting a device do it. Stop letting the youth pastor do it. Stop letting everybody else do it and take responsibility for your own children. Stop doping them up and raise them for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're lost, get born again by the Spirit of God and learn how to be a parent from the Word of God. Take the Bible. Don't take what the state says. Don't take what anybody else says. Don't take what some nut doctor says that wants to dope your kid up because you don't want to teach him to behave right. Yeah, they didn't give me dope when I was a kid. I knew what I got. And that's not what successful parenting is to dope your kid up or to bribe them with something. Yeah, you can teach them. You can guide them. You can direct them. You can reward them. But you're wondering why they're committing suicide? Don't wonder. This world is wicked. And you're exposing them to all manner of evil, blood, video games that are putrid and wicked and sick. You're showing them movies that are wicked with devils and devilish behavior and wicked actions and bloodthirst and everything else, war and everything else that's on there. And then you give them drugs and dope them up. And then you wonder why they want to die. And then you let them off onto social media and they're showing their bodies off. They're embarrassing themselves. They're ruining their lives. And then they just end their lives because they don't want to deal with it. They don't know how to deal with it. Why? Because they're children. They need to learn discretion and discernment. And that's your job to teach them. Stop failing your children and start teaching them. I'm sorry, but somebody's got to stand up for this generation. This Generation Z and stand up and say, parents, start being parents. Love these children. It's your responsibility. God's not going to hold you blameless. You wake up and start living for God and doing right and fulfilling your parental responsibilities. You know, nobody likes to talk about that. I have a lot of sermons. People like listening to New World Order stuff that I do. They like listening to a lot of the spiritual warfare stuff, which is important. You need to listen to it. But you know what? Better go listen to those parental series, that parent series, that timeless truth for the home. Listen to those. You know why you don't want to listen to those? Just like the Heart series and the Christian Life series, because they're convicting and they burn. They're not just information given, but they convict you and you feel bad and you have to repent and you got to get your heart right and you got to start being accountable and being a parent that honors and glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. and not just living for yourself. Bunch of selfish men out there that don't want to be men. I'm just telling you, God's going to hold us responsible. This generation's going to hell. They're dying. They're committing suicide. It's shameful, but it's our fault. We got to do something about it. Don't expect those children to change. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, and they need real Christians to stand up. God bless you. Have a good day.